It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, brought to us by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are proud to announce that registration is open for Leadership 2022, a cohort-based intensive learning program designed to inform, develop, and engage committed and emerging leaders in the Greater Chapel Hill region. If you're looking to grow in your career as a leader for your company or just in our community, be sure to visit carolinachamber.org/leadership today. We usually have on Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. She is off this week and tapping in as a great substitute. We've got town commissioner for the town of Hillsborough, Matt Hughes, joining me in the studio. How's it going, Matt? Happy
Pretty
Tuesday.
Good, Brighton. How are you?
I am doing all right. It's great to have you in. We do not end up having a board of commissioners meeting from last night to talk about. That was canceled due to not all that much going on.
Yeah. But it's weird to get time back.
I know. I'm sure. Well, it still is a busy time in Hillsborough, even if there's not a whole lot of strictly very, very local government news that is from last night to talk about. How have things been going as we transition into spring and transition into this kind of like new phase of the pandemic in Hillsborough? Because it seems like over these last few weeks, people kind of getting a little more used to, a little more comfortable with where we are and as the weather generally warms up.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of interesting for us. When we swore in our board last year in December, we actually tried the in-person thing. We actually had decided we were going to move into person meetings. Some of our colleagues in the region have done that. Our school board was doing it at the time. And then, of course, Omicron happened. So last week we met for a budget retreat, and it was the first time we were in person and first time we've seen some of our staff in person for, in some cases, a couple years.
Wow.
So it's good. People are respectful of folks' boundaries and comfort levels, but there is just something different about getting in person and collaborating and talking about the community's issues in a way that is good. Virtual, it's a little bit more structured, which is good. You can't talk over each other. You have to wait and all that sort of stuff. But there is a lot that you just don't see in terms of body language and how your colleagues are receiving things when you're virtual. So it was a welcomed change to be back in person. Now, the weather, that's not changed in our direction. So hopefully soon, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been talking about the kind of virtual versus in-person side of things with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. And she was saying that she very much prefers the in-person because of the same thing you were saying, body language and stuff like that. But we've also been talking about how it does seem that there are some silver linings to come out of doing things virtually. People may be able to hop on to a meeting and watch it or even participate, even if they can't come to the Witted Building or Town Hall in person. And probably just in terms of just access of the meetings, it does seem like that's a pretty big silver lining. I don't know if you see any of those kind of elements of what we've learned from the last 2 years transitioning over as we get back to in-person meetings or not, but that's an interesting.
Yeah, Hillsborough's the last jurisdiction of any of our jurisdictions, including our school boards, to go to any sort of broadcast meeting format. So we kept that. We did it in December. We did it again last week. We're going to probably have to play around with that a little bit. Right now we're using this device called an OWL, which is for in-person meetings where folks can log in if they're not in the room, but it's kind of weird, especially with Zoom. So we're going to have to work that out and maybe make some investments. But the good thing is we do have some employees that already work remotely for us. We have an employee that works in New York City, another that works in Asheville, another one that works in Charlotte. And so the one that we have in Charlotte, our budget director, Emily, she participated through Zoom. She did not make the 2-hour trip here and the 2-hour trip back to participate in a 2 to 3 hour meeting at night when she has a family. So I think the accessibility thing is going to be really key on the staff side, as well as on the in-person side, constituent side. I would like to have public comment maybe be available to people to log into a Zoom and do their public comment and log out and not have to worry about childcare or you know, missing time from their family when you don't know when an agenda item is going to come up. So I think there could be some really good accessibility arguments be made about what we do after the pandemic.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes. You mentioned the budget retreat. So what were some of the highlights from that? Obviously, very dense conversation. We're not going to be able to squeeze it all in here. But what are some of the main things that Hillsborough is looking at this time around as we get ready for a new fiscal year?
Absolutely. So a good chunk of the time was just staff asking us for our opinions about things they want to include in the budget. We did not have the budget fully fleshed out and presented to us, but just what was our temperature like? We have some police cruisers we need to replace. We have some police camera, dashboard cameras that we need to replace. And those were just two that came to mind because of the fact that those are in fairly significant rotation, but also AED devices. So if someone's having a cardiac incident, our first responders can respond to that person. We recently had some police actually revive a gentleman at the area Walmart because they had access to those devices. They're coming up on needing to be replaced soon. So a lot of critical things, things we have to do, some things that we'd like to do, things we can put off, and a lot of it's infrastructure in Hillsborough, of course. And so it's really just taking the temperature to figure out, you know, where our where we have to spend funds and with dollars that are left over, where we would like to allocate them. And some of it's personnel, especially in terms of bringing on some additional public information folks, possibly, or another assistant finance director, because we're seeing the volume as the town grows. We're going to need some additional staff as well. And the weird thing is with this inflation coming out of the pandemic is it's having a surprisingly positive benefit on sales tax collections.
Really?
Both in terms of our gas tax. All municipalities receive a portion of the gas tax that you pay every time you fill up. So far, our tax collections on that is 37% up from last year.
Wow.
What that means is that might be more money that we can spend for some infrastructure. So it'll be interesting as we get some budget numbers. We won't know how those all fall out until we do our audit later in the year for this fiscal year. But there were a lot of things that just you were like, I would not have thought of that. That as prices increase, there's a possible net benefit of also receiving some additional tax dollars.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't have thought about that because it does seem, you know, everybody says, well, that it'll inflate and then it'll go back down. But when that money's already spent and going to the town, that's not necessarily the case. The dollar amount's the dollar amount.
We're seeing that very similarly with just our regular sales tax as well. Of course, sales tax collections went up because people were buying from Amazon, and Amazon finally started remitting tax dollars to us. But we're seeing still a larger tax collection rate for sales tax, even with online. And I think it is in part because of increased prices.
Yeah, fascinating. And the part about the town staff is interesting too. Exciting, I imagine, to hear that the town of Hillsborough is going to be adding some staff. I imagine, you know, people will always be happier when the town government is working pretty smoothly to help them out. But we've been hearing conversations from Chapel Hill and Carrboro about challenges of retaining staff. So it's interesting to see the two sides of the coin of Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Of course, they aren't looking to downsize their staff, but they're trying to make sure that they can pay those folks a living wage or an increased wage because the job market in terms of local government jobs has gotten so competitive over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and several years ago, we actually increased all of our staffing to a minimum wage. And then as a result, to prevent salary compression, we had to increase the wages of everyone else as well. But just recently, we provided, I think it was either $4,000 or $5,000 across the board wage increase for police officers. A lot of our area jurisdictions, like Morrisville, are offering significantly higher wages, so we had to respond to that. But we also had to keep the other employees as well, so we provided a significant bump up for them. So we're in this competitive job market, and some of our jurisdictions are competing with one another. And, you know, one of our fellow commissioners said, when will it end? We don't know. This is definitely an employee market right now. And so we've got to keep pace so we have good paying people who do a great job and that we want to retain. But especially with work from home cultures, we might be in a national job market. And maybe we don't always realize that. But I think that's really where we're going in the future.
Well, if you want to get some highlights from that budget retreat that the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners held, you can head to the town website, hillsboroughnc.gov, to check out their meeting materials and, as Matt was saying, the video from last night, or from that recent meeting, I should say, not last night. What are some of the other things happening around the local government? I don't know if there are any committees or other meetings happening that are kind of on your radar upcoming or have just happened, but what are you following these days beyond just the commissioner meetings and duties?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot going on. Of course, folks have a lot of interest in the upcoming elections. When will those occur? Of course, I have to tell them, you know, it's been settled by the Supreme Court. Here's when the primary is going to be. Of course, the general election was always going to be later in the year. So that's been an ongoing conversation. Folks are just really busy. And so they're trying to figure out what's going on out there. We just installed a great new public art project in River Park that the Tourism Board and the Tourism Development Authority helped fund, and that was to preserve a tree and turn it into a public art project. It was a tree that had been in the town for as long as the town has been around, 250 years, and we were able to preserve that, install it, and it's great. You know, that's kind of like the future and the past and the future coming together in the present. So that's very, very exciting. And then also, you know, one of the things we didn't directly talk about as part of our budget retreat, but we did want to talk about in general, was just plotting really a path forward for affordable housing. And what does that look like? Having a plan with short-term and long-term goals, and how are we going to meet those goals, particularly with the increased demand as this area, and when I mean area, I mean the triangle, continues to grow. And a lot of people really want to live here. So how do we make it affordable? How do we have more housing in stock, and those sorts of things? So those are the two kinds of things that I'm thinking about. The Calvin Street tree is kind of part of a economic tourism project with public art. There was a tourism conference last week that I attended over in Durham. We went so far for that. Next year it's in Asheville. And then just, you know, how do we deal with affordable housing? And I think all these issues are interlocking: tourism, economic development, affordable housing, workforce housing. So those are the things that are kind of on my radar that I hope that we continue to talk about throughout the year.
Makes sense. Well, you mentioned this great new public art installation, which again, if you haven't seen it, you can check out some of the progress on the Town of Hillsborough website. We always have fun talking with Jen Weaver about last Friday's. I don't know if you had a chance to go to the last Friday's art walk that happened this last week, but have you heard any reports? Because it was the first one, I think, back on the full scale since spring got started and warmer weather was happening.
Yeah, well, I think some people are still expecting, you know, a concert on the courthouse lawn, and I think folks at some point would like to see that. But I think with a lot of folks being still a little COVID precautious, definitely want to do small scale things. But I went around town before I had to tune in to UNC versus UCLA. And but a lot of folks were out. They were taking in the public art, taking in the performances that are around town. It will really ramp up once it gets warmer, and hopefully April, May will give us some warmer temperatures. But I think a lot of folks also had that game on their mind.
You might be right. Is there any chance that we see residual effects from the game in Hillsborough? I have to say I've only ever watched in the last few years Carolina and Duke games here in Chapel Hill. I've never ventured to other parts of Orange County to see it. I can't imagine it gets nearly as the fervor doesn't reach the same levels, but what do you see when
there's
you're in Hillsborough?
There's a lot more Duke fans in Hillsborough.
Interesting.
So that's always a little interesting. Love them to death. A lot of them may be listening. but there are a lot more Duke fans in Hillsborough, which makes it fun, which makes it a little lively. But you know, in terms of the impact of the university in general, you know, when folks flock to Chapel Hill to watch a game like UCLA or this week for Duke, and they're spending money at the Dean Dome or at a restaurant and they're paying that sales tax, there's a residual effect all across Orange County. Hillsborough gets a portion of that sales tax for every dollar that's spent in Chapel Hill. So I think of it as a win-win across the board, even if a lot of the excitement doesn't trickle up. You know, we don't rush Churton Street when Chapel Hill wins. But there is some good economic impact as well in our area of the county.
Well, I have a feeling it'll be a big weekend for that. Just a sneaking suspicion.
Hey, look, I'm just hoping that twice in 48 hours we get storm Franklin Street. When's the last time we did that?
It'd be pretty amazing.
Never.
It would
so
be
I'm
pretty
excited.
Amazing.
Well, but I'm not going to jinx it. I'm going to
knock on wood. Yep, there we go. Well, once again, hillsboroughnc.gov, the town government website, if you want to check out anything that's happening over there. And thanks a bunch to Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes for stopping in and chatting with us here on Conversations with the Mayor.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.